you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Patriots, and happy Saturday to everybody. Hope you all having a stellar weekend. Some beautiful weather here. Little sun, little rain, usual stuff. Wells that are up there, though. Usually this time of year, things are getting a little dry. You got to conserve a lot of water, but, you know, the streams are up there. Wells are full. Things are pretty good here in the Northeast, except all that smoke from Canada, of course. That kind of came rolling through here again. But other than that, and pretty good growing weather. Hope your victory gardens are doing well. You are going to need it. If you're not buying food, if you're not growing food, if you're not thinking along those lines right now, you're behind the eight ball. But, you know, don't give up. There's some time. Things are still out there. But I would get moving. Definitely get moving. Crops are in. There's some really good farmers markets out there every week. Man, when they got excess, the prices are low. You ought to buy and preserve. Learn how to can. Learn something new. It's the last thing you want to do, get your food out the back of a government truck. That being said, hope you all had a wonderful week. Welcome to the show. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You should definitely head on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programmers. Share the links around, a little comment here and there, and share the love. Hit that donation button, as much or as little as you can donate. We are listener-funded here and not subject to filters, all right? That's why we can talk about anything we want here in RBN, because we're listener-funded. You're a big part of it, and we appreciate every donation that comes in, because that helps us keeping the signal going out and expanding. Anything that doesn't grow dies. You know that. You're with me, right? Excellent. Like to have you subscribe, too, on my site. Got lots of snarky content goes up there, along with usually a stream for every show, but I am up at my northern command bunker right now. We're not putting out a stream this week, but we're going to be hooked up to do that pretty soon. Things are going pretty good up here, and we definitely want to have that stream every week, so that you can participate, all right? This is not one of those shows where you just sit back, someone talks at you for an hour, and you leave feeling no responsibility. I want you to feel a responsibility every week when we get through talking that you have got to do something. The Republic is failing. The numbnuts that have ended up as our public servants, I'm not going to say they were elected anymore, because I don't know. I don't think we've actually directly elected representation in a good long time. Our voting system has been in the dumper for a number of years. Ever since we went digital, things started going south. You know it. I know it. It's happening again. They're getting ready, folks. Something's going to go on between now and 2024. Don't know what it is, but things are really weird out there. I'm sure you probably noticed there's a lot of military action, not just here in the States, but all over. I do believe right around the corner, we're going to see a complete restructuring of our economic system, our money. And you watch, folks. If you stay on the track that you are, all you got to do is just sit there and be apathetic, you know, just like you have been for years, and you're going to find yourself in, I'd say within a 2 to 3 year period, that privacy in your life will be vanquished. There will be nothing that Big Brother doesn't know about. They'll know what you eat. They'll know what you watch on TV because your TV will be watching you back. And absolutely everything electronic will have an IP address. And they will know when you use it, what you use it for, how much you use it, and you'll be taxed and penalized accordingly. It's coming. It's coming. The social score, they've already got, you know, the groundwork for that's already there. It's in your banks. It's in your colleges and universities. It's in your town hall. They're developing a score on you, whether you like it or not. I think we still got a connection there. You got a connection at the station? You reading me? All right, I'm going to keep going here. Hopefully we are. I saw something come across here, said we lost connection, but I'm going to keep going. Anyways, hope you all had a wonderful week. Things are going well here. I do expect something big's on the way. Something big is on the way. Government's not acting normal. I mean, considering outside of their usual antics, there's a sense of nervousness. These people do not know which way to turn. They know that we know what they have done. But they think as long as they have the There we go. We had a connection problem there. Looks like we're back on. All right. Sorry about that, folks. I had a little connection issue here. Hopefully that was the last snafu of the evening. But I hope you all are doing well. Looking forward to our little chat tonight. As always, lines are open. 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. And we are going to talk about pretty much whatever you'd like tonight. I know a couple of things that I'm pretty ticked off about is the World Economic Forum. They're pressing forward. And again, remember a moment ago I said that, you know, they know. They've lied. They've committed treason. They've looted our economy. And we know about it. We've told them that we know about it, and yet they still act with impunity. You know, what, you know, we can, you know, as long as we just complain and we don't do anything more than that, they're fine. Nothing's changed at all. But one observation that I've made is that those at the top, World Economic Forum and that whole group, they're ratcheting up their timeline. The UN has said the same thing. Their sustainable development goals, their everything in 2030, that we've got to ramp things up. The timeline, they had an agenda for 2030 that they wanted to accomplish. Well, they've already said that timeline is short and we've got to do it now. The world's going to burn up. World Economic Forum, same thing. We've got to ratchet down on the surveillance state, the social scores, right? This new reset, ramping up the timeline. They never, and I repeat, never do that unless they're feeling pressure. That if they try to stick to their timeline, that we will figure it out, that we will stop it. All right, so we are having an effect. I keep telling people this that are have a profound sense of hopelessness. And I said, you know, think about what they're saying, that there's no time, that we, our agenda for 2030 has got to move up. We've got to do it faster. We got to do it now. They don't want to do it now because they're not totally ready. Again, they planned this out way in advance. And moving the timeline like this, it screws them up too. Because as they've laid out incrementally those things that they had to massage us into place for in order to, for the final time, slam the cage door closed on our asses. Well, when that timeline, that changes their plan throughout. So they didn't do that lightly. But they know, if they wait, the people are only going to wake up faster and faster and faster. And, it's happening, but I don't know if it's going to be fast enough. I think you're going to find there's going to be unrest very soon. In fact, it is already happening in some places. We're seeing it. Now, cities burned a couple years ago with Antifa and BLM. And they're just getting started. All right, but that's going to get worse as food becomes scarce. This is when real panic sets in. Right? You're not going to see violence now just from street gangs and BLM and Antifa. The anarchists and the communists amongst us. It's going to be much worse. And when the people that wanted to just be left alone finally get in the fight, things are not going to go well. Society is not going to go smooth. You're not going to, there's going to be long spans between times where you can say, well, this was just a normal day, or this was just a normal week. Those things that we determined to be normal, man, we're going to get shoved right out of our comfort zone. And it's right around the corner. Who knows? They've been warming us up to cyber attacks and the grid going down. Now, the grid is very sensitive. I years ago, I was a subcontractor through the power company. And in terms of maintenance, line maintenance, and boy, I got to talk to a lot of journeymen, a lot of people that had entire regions and territories of transmission lines that they were responsible for. And it was constant catch-up, trying to make repairs and keep the power on. There was such pressure to just keep the power on that upgrading didn't happen as rapidly as it needed to. So we've got a very delicate system, very vulnerable. And because of the way everything was built out on this system, if something goes wrong, it's going to be catastrophic. It isn't going to be like we've been used to, where the lights go out for an hour and then they're back on again. Under the right circumstances, you could lose power for months. Now, this is going to shake things up. Think about this. How many people do you know out there who are on daily medications? And I know a lot of these meds, if you don't keep them refrigerated in controlled temperatures and environments, they go bad. How many people on oxygen? Those that live in northern climates in the winter, you literally run the chance of freezing to death when the power is not on for that long. So, yeah, I think it's very much within the realm of possibility that we have a catastrophic breakdown of society. And it could very well lead to, just where there is nothing's open. You're not going to work anymore because it's just not safe to leave your home. Businesses have been burnt down or boarded up. If the power's out, there is no place to go. You know, how prepared are you? Each of us, we got to ask ourselves that question. We like to say, oh, yeah, I've got a bunch of extra food. I could eat for 6 months. Well, could you really? Couldn't you really? What if the power were out for 6 months and you can't just throw it in a pot on your electric stove or in your microwave? Can you really? I don't know. Power's an important thing. You buy a generator and forget that, the electric's got to be on at the gas station for you to get gas for it, right? Yeah. Well, when you have a region-wide massive blackout, it is very much possible. You may not find it as easy as you'd think to get gas in your Jenny. So, I don't know. I think there's something really big around the corner. I know our money, our power is vulnerable. I know the military's moving around quite a bit. There's very strange things happening there. And, what's going to be that straw that breaks the camel's back? What could be engineered and put out there? That's what most people are talking about. What is the false flag that we're probably going to see? Is it going to be another phony pandemic? Will it be a cyber attack? Either an actual cyber attack or an orchestrated one. Who knows? But it's our duty to be prepared for that. And if at this point, if you don't smell the rotten body under the porch, if you're not nervous at everything that you see going on in D.C., then I don't know what to tell you. Whoop, everything okay there at the station? I got you bleeding through there at the station. I hear you on my end. I had a bad connection here tonight. So, anyways, I myself, I'm not going to sit back and pretend everything's okay. Right? Because it's not. It's not. We got politicians who look down at us with disdain. When we call them out, tell them what they're doing is not just wrong, but unconstitutional. And they just laugh it off. They just simply laugh it off. All right? And they act with impunity. Impunity means to act as if there's no other higher power. So, that's what I see out of these creatures. Is actions with impunity towards the people and the Constitution itself. I don't know. The whole nation's about to have one whole day, 4th of July, all right, Independence Day. We got one day for it. We just came off the heels of Pride Month, where we celebrate the grooming of children for an entire month out of the year, yet Memorial Day and Independence Day, we get one day to celebrate. We should celebrate our freedom and liberty every day, and we should act very assertively to defend it. Right? This is not happening. It's been bred out of us. The youth today, they hate their country. It's worse than not knowing enough to defend it. They hate the country they live in. All right, got a quick break coming up. After that, we're going to be taking a call from Kentucky. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You had tears in your eyes. You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Saturday, it is July 1st. Boy, is this summer flying by. Yep, but here we are. We're going to make the most of it. We're going to go down fighting and push back. Right now, they're nervous. They're divided. They're unsure. They're changing timelines. And, you know, as well planned as this is and as orchestrated as they are, there's stresses within their system. There's power struggles within the elite as well. And I'll tell you right now, we need to be the bees, 1,000 bee stings. Every single time we can bring pressure to bear, every layer of government, especially local, all right, they're not used to getting too much resistance, and they don't have the big bucks and the protection of the globalists. They're easy targets, and that's what we got to take back, is our local government, put patriots at the helm right in our cities and towns. Most elections across the country are nonpartisan at the local level, you know. That kind of level is a playing field for options other than the two-party system that we've been indoctrinated into thinking is the only thing that matters. I don't know. We've got a caller from Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky, how are you tonight? You're on the air.
Yeah, you played the wrong version of that song. I think in that version they said Alabama or something, the place where he was born and raised. Yeah, old Kentucky. So, yeah, for six long years I've been in trouble. Fall of 2016, they've been coming after me, and I've been offering plenty of resistance every turn of the, if I can find anybody to help me, because I don't really know what I'm doing. But down there in Texas, where are you at?
I am in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Massachusetts, they call it. Well, anyway, yeah. Wherever you're at, yep. you can it's help. Coming. You know, there's I think they set some kind of record for the month of June for the grid usage in Texas, or the interconnect, they call it.
Yeah.
And we need to do the patriotic thing. We're headed for, July 4th. We need to be as patriotic as possible and cut back on our electricity usage so the NSA, Homeland Security, the Talpiot, Mossad types, Five Eyes, can have more electricity for their massive server farms that are, as big as a small college campus, and use, the homes, 30,000 homes worth of electricity and 6 million gallons of water a month or something. The one way you can do that and make it easier on your air conditioning is to, one thing I did, we had a tote. It was like a 25, 30-gallon tote that got left under our picnic table all winter. And so in the wintertime, the sun shines under there, and it bleached out the bottom of that tote. So the plastic got real brittle. Well, I just took my scout knife and carved out the bottom, smashed the corners down and rounded it out and put it on top of my air conditioner and zip-tied it. That thing lasted 3 years. And if you look at pictures of commercial rooftop units, they'll have a thing on them called a diffuser, and it helps to kind of columnate the air, shoots it up away from the unit. And then if you put like a picnic awning tailgate, picnic type awning to shade the ground around your outside unit, you can reach up to 15% efficiency upgrade, and that'll help those server farms have more electricity so they can spy on us all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think they're going to go without power. I'm sure they got backups. When everything goes down, it doesn't all that data become almost useless? I mean, they know a lot about us now, but
they have natural gas powered generators, and they're probably more secure than the damn nuclear reactors for as far as power goes. I just about bet you there's uninterruptible power supplies for anything that's considered volatile memory. But there's a lot of stuff that has a semi-non-volatile memory, and they're just slurping up everything, encrypted or not. And San Antonio, Bluffdale, Langley, Minwith, Fort Meade, Canterbury, Australia. There's a huge one up in Canada, but I never have found out where it's at. There's a huge one at Dimona, and of course, Israel's making all the chips. They got the software for the sessionizers, so we could try to shut out Israel, and they probably still have two other alternative backdoors into slurping everybody's data. But,
hey,
you talk about the power.
Stay with us,
down,
Mike.
That's what
I called
about.
Music coming up here. I got a question for you when we get back from the break.
Oh, okay.
This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Saturday to you. Please head over republicbroadcasting.org, the website where you can get programming 7 days a week. Hit that donation button on your way out. Help keep us going, keep the lights on and the signal going strong. And I'd love to have you on my mailing list. So redpillpolitics.tv, that's the place you can do that. I will put you on my mailing list, share all of the streams I put out each week that you can share with friends and educate yourself. This is about education. This is participation and support here at Red Pill Politics. We got Mike from Kentucky. And, Mike, I got a question for you. We were talking about server farms, power outages. Government's been harnessing our information at an alarming rate, and it just keeps getting exponentially more thorough. And they've already got quite a bit of information on those of us that are alive right now. But, you know, when things go sideways, when there's civil unrest and people are not on their normal patterns for purchasing or normal patterns for anything, You know, I ask you, what use, how much use do you think Big Brother will have in a surveillance state? Even if they can keep the server farms powered, if the people don't have power, they're not going to be using their cell phones and their TVs and everything like they were. They're not going to be purchasing the same. So, you know, how much use will their Big Brother system be if the grid does, in fact, go down?
Not a whole lot, but, you know, they've got, I'm sure, plenty of, what do they call that, contingency, continuity of government plans for stuff like that. And people that are privileged will be butt-kissing to get, you know, what they'll do whatever they have to do to stay on the good side of the government. A lot of them will. What would you call those people, the yes men or something? But you know, they're pushing for a lot of stuff to go satellite based, and this in cell phone marketing, there's something called Band 14, which is for all your emergency services people, volunteer fire departments and police, emergency management type folks. And I think this year a couple of companies are allowing for them to go to a kind of a walkie-talkie mode like Nextel used to have, and it'll be satellite-based. There's, 28 milliseconds of delay, so you'd say, you know, something like, we're on site, we need a water truck, dispatch, can you get us a truck down here or the tanker truck? And you'd say, over. And then, a fraction of a second or so, they'd come back. Because there's still a lot of places where there's black hole, no coverage on cell phones because the towers, especially in hill country like where we're at here in the eastern Appalachian Mountain hills of Kentucky and West Virginia and southeastern Ohio and way down into the Blue Ridge Mountains, there's places where there's just not enough towers for coverage. So Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and several other companies are trying to put up some ridiculous, 70,000 low-Earth orbiting satellites in four different altitude bands from, 200 miles to 600 miles. And who knows what that's going to do for the ozone layer to keep launching that many.
Right. There's already a lot of space trash up there right now.
Launch harms the ozone layer. In 2009, they banned these asthma inhalers, you know, where you press the button and it squirts into your throat. And it wasn't a couple of years later, they had them some kind of squeeze top, you know. But when they did that, they said that four launches of the space shuttle did more damage to the ozone layer than all those millions and millions of asthma inhalers that they banned around the world. And then there's also a couple of styrofoam factories in southeastern China that nobody knows how much ozone depleting junk they're putting out. I mean, they've shown that it's damaging something. It's damaging the ozone layer to the east of China, you know, and they theorize that it's those styrofoam factories. But yeah, we can ban whatever we want to ban, and China just goes, we're going to do what we want.
Yeah, that's been a long-lasting problem with global environmentalism, is that, you know, there's always nations that are just going to flat-out ignore that, and the pollution never really stops. We're looking at, I remember before, this whole carbon credit thing, this is not new. They were trying to do things like this before, and all it does is it exports the pollution. They just move the pollution.
Jobs. It exports pollution and the jobs. It handicaps or hobbles domestic industry with overregulation. And that started, I think, basically getting ticked up in the Nixon administration. But, you know, Jimmy Carter was the one that got blamed for a lot of it. But if we're talking about the grid, it's not being down or power being down. It'd be nice to let people know they can do something called passive radiation or passive cooling. If you don't have a fan, but one single box fan and you'll hear it singing as the air in your house, the air pressure in your house changes. I learned this way back in the, I don't know, early 90s, living in a house trailer, late 80s, early 90s, living in a metal box, you know, hot box house trailer. And they did for a time sell the box fans that had a thermostat on them, so I could leave the house and set my fan to where it wouldn't come on until it got a little hotter. And I'd blow the air out on the south-facing side, depending on which way the wind was blowing. And on the north shady side, I'd leave a window open, and it would draw a draft of cool air all the way through that house trailer all day long. So instead of 110 degrees when I came to the house, it would be more like 85. So the refrigerator also didn't run all day, freezing stuff. But if you have a two-story house, you can do that. You leave like one or two windows open on the north or west side if the wind's blowing right, and you don't open them but just a little bit. Then you go on the east side of the house and you open up a bunch of windows, and or up in the upstairs and blow a fan out, which is counterintuitive. A lot of people think, you know, you should blow the fan in. You blow the fan out.
No, that does work though. We've got a two-story house, and that's exactly what we do. In fact,
right.
I often will put a small window fan in the upper sash to suck that heat on the ceiling off as quickly as possible, and it drafts up the cooler air. You got to work a little bit for it because cool air doesn't like to rise, so you got to help it a little. But it definitely cools down the entire house when you do that.
People in the tropics know this stuff, but Americans, they're. A lot of them have just lost this knowledge since air conditioning has spoiled us all from the 1970s. But I have an article I wrote about it with some illustrations up on the Republic Broadcasting's Facebook page if anybody wants to look at that. And, there's a lot of people trying to save their air conditioners from dying or get the most out of them they can with this ridiculous heat. So there's about three different illustrations there. And, I'm trying to be a little bit funny with my you can see my old plastic tote that's broken. It lasted me 3 years, didn't cost me nothing, but it increased perhaps up to 15% efficiency on the air conditioner. But the big thing is bump up your thermostat as the day gets hotter so that your air conditioner cycles. And if you have a water hose that you can put on mist and just mist those coils a little bit, then that'll help them cool down between cycles. But if your air conditioner's running constantly and it doesn't kick on and off, you're losing a whole lot of efficiency, and it's really hard on your air conditioner. So bump that thermostat up, give the thing a break for a couple of minutes, cool off the coils, and then bump it back down. But you're going to miss half of your summer if you don't get acclimated, if you don't have severe health problems. Get yourself acclimated to the temperatures. You know, don't run your air conditioner at 70 or 72. Try to run it on up to maybe, get a little bit used to it, 72, 74, 76, week by week, And it'll be so much easier on your electric bill. You could sell the money you save, you could donate to RBN,
Right. but I've worked outside my entire life, and the one thing I cannot stand is gone from a cool environment back out into the to the heat. It really just knocks the stuffing right out of you. So, even if I use air conditioning in my vehicle, it's just to take the edge off a little bit, and I always got the windows down. And I don't, air conditioning in the home, I can largely do without it, but at nighttime when I need to get some sleep just to, recharge the batteries for the next day, I may cool a room so I get sleep, but I don't count on it. I don't have a chilly home top to bottom all summer long. That's just not my style, and I prefer to acclimate to the temperature.
Yeah, one of the funniest things I've read here lately, though, is their silly government. We've had all this smoke coming down from Canada, and they were trying to urge people here in Kentucky to curb activities that increase ozone. And then, like, one paragraph, it's cautioning people not to overexert themselves and doing things like jogging, running, riding a bicycle. And then the next paragraph, they're saying, ride your bicycle to work to reduce ozone generation. Hello? who wrote this thing, you know, because they're telling you in one paragraph, you know, not to do it. The next one they say,
COVID mass team.
It's like, hello.
Sounds like the same guy that gave us all the COVID rules.
Oh, it's sad. But, yeah. No, if the grid goes down, seriously, we saw that in Houston with Hurricane Harvey. Within 3 to 5 days, there's going to be a lot of industrial stuff from New Jersey to wherever on back to, you know, they'll start blowing up. And as we saw in Fukushima, you know, everybody, when I was growing up, they were like, oh, there's all these backup safety systems and all this sort of stuff. There's a steam. If there's no electricity, they can scram the reactor with steam power. Well, that doesn't actually do that much because the dang rods stay hot for up to 6 years. So that means you got to have a generator to run the cooling water through that reactor. And if, you know, you have a massive Carrington event scale of a solar flare or an EMP or hackers take down the grid, they really don't like Julian Assange because he exposed things like that Stuxnet or the different tools for hacking. And I tried to get some feedback from the manufacturers, and they, you know, gave him the cold shoulder or whatever because they're all in bed with the NSA. And so if somebody hacks down the electrical grid in any significant way for, like you say, days to weeks to months, there's a lot of dangerous stuff that we might, instead of trying to shelter in place, might consider having to bug out to someplace like Peru, you know, southern hemisphere, because the northern hemisphere, you could see a nightmare scenario where things just start smoldering and creating no-go zones, and then it drifts over, and you have to depopulate and abandon all this infrastructure, and it just starts a chain reaction of, you know, things killing off the northern hemisphere.
At this hacking stuff and taking down the grid is it's a lot like COVID was. It's an invisible boogeyman. We're forced to take the government's word. You know, they can say Russia hacked us, and we've got the evidence. Well, you know, they've lied to us a lot, where they said they were bringing the receipts, and it turns out they were all bogus.
I don't know what to think of Snowden, but Snowden leaked a document from 2004 that basically said Israel was a bigger enemy than anybody, Russia, China, Iran, Iraq. You know, it's a kind of a – and they even talk about them doing influence operations. You know, that's what really ticked me off, is that none of the media talked about that when they were – when they were talking about the Russians influencing the election. They never mentioned Israel. It's as big a boogeyman as anybody else that they put forth in the media. And the NSA knows it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can look
at
that
document. They figure they have no limits. Yeah, I just see this, whatever they do is going to be one of those nebulous things, just like COVID, where, you know, a virus is invisible. We just had to take their word from their specialists and their science. And, whatever it is that hits us, it's going to be something like that. So,
well, the
I'm
really
wary.
Sinister thing that came to me a few years ago as to why they don't spend, whatever, a couple of $1 billion or even less to fix the electrical grid to make it more hardened against EMP and solar flare and have backup transformers and things like that, why they don't do it, is because there's something close to 200,000 tons of nuclear waste that, in effect, is a de facto doomsday weapon. If, you know, if anybody had the fantasy from Israel, China, to Russia to nuke portions of America, the blowback that would occur would end up blowing over onto Europe and eventually Russia, I think. So it's in effect a passive doomsday weapon. So anybody, and it's almost like an occult thing, because even if, you know, the Most High decides he's going to send us another Carrington event like they did in 1859, then say bye-bye to the soul factory, at least in the northern hemisphere. It's pretty sobering, because they could mitigate. And I saw in 1990 on CNN a guy who came up with a plan to mitigate the pellets from these fuel rods. And it could be done in a matter of a few years, and you could use the electricity from the solar power, from the nuclear plants, using high-efficiency steel mills electric steel mills, you take the waste slag from making steel, and you drop the pellets in there in a spaced, meticulous way, you create a cube that can be moved with a forklift and dumped off in the ocean.
Wow.
They won't do it.
They hide a lot of stuff from us. Hey, I got music coming in on us and one more call. Appreciate the call, Mike. This is Red Pill Politics. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. We'll see you right after the break. Wrap things up with one more call from Texas.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Like Andy from Texas survived Pride Month. Andy, how are you tonight? Got a couple minutes here. How are you doing?
All right. Let me throw this at you. First off, I love that in the incoming song there. That's a good choice. But let me go here. Okay, so I just want to tell everybody out there in the audience, and, you know, I've got a couple minutes, so let's go here. Out there in the audience and stuff, a lot of what you're hearing on the radio, including RBN, and no offense to RBN whatsoever at all, but we're getting secondhand stuff. We don't have reporters out there. We don't have people actually filming this stuff. We don't have people actually in the middle of this stuff. And so what are we doing? We're reporting a lot of secondhand information. And so think of the manipulation in the world already, and then think about how they could manipulate that. What if they had control of Alex Jones? What if they had control of
But don't you think it's right there, though? I mean, we're the independents. Take a look at, like, Michael Yon, an individual I met during the convoy, Oreo Express. And there's thousands and thousands of them right now. With the ease of use of some of the video technology out there and streaming technology, you know, and I've said this for a while now, I think the independents are going to be the new mainstream media, where people just automatically divest of the old lies and the political whores and gravitate towards those independents that are reporting something direct observations, raw information.
It takes money, Dave. And
it doesn't take the millions of dollars to stand end up. You know, a guy with a few hundred bucks can do as much or better than CNN with their millions.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that. But we don't have those boots on the ground, so we're relying on other networks to give us our information. Most people on RBN and Revolution and Speak Free, they're just rebuking what the people who supposedly know, you know, the Breitbarts, the Alex Jones. We're hearing all these clips and stuff from all these different people that are in there, you know, the Mark Levins, the Mike, whatever. We're hearing all this different rebuted shit. Excuse me, but we're hearing all this stuff, and we're taking it as true because we trust RBN. And I'm not saying RBN's doing anything wrong. What I'm saying is that we don't have our own reporters. We can't validate it. We can't validate what these people are saying. We're not in Ukraine. We're not down at the border. We're not anywhere close to these places. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for the call, Andy from Texas. Yeah, we got to work harder. That's what I'm hearing, is we have to do better. So we'll aim to do exactly that. Thanks for tuning in this week. It's been an absolute hoot spending Saturday with you. This is Red Pill Politics, redpillpolitics.tv, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Check them out, share them, give generously. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flag high, keep your powder dry. Love each other out there.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.